come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Scripture says, adoration by right belongs to the Lamb that was slain. That in adoration we come with the proper disposition to honor our Lord, to offer him the gifts that he has given to us. And three things are most necessary in adoration. The first thing is seeking. We must have a longing in our hearts for God. We must desire with all our strength and being to seek the face of God. We must want more than anything in seeking him to see God revealed to us. The epiphany is how God is manifesting himself to us. God wants to reveal himself to us, to show himself to us. But we must desire more than anything to see the face of God. We must seek him. We must long for him. We must desire him. So adoration begins with a great longing for us to see. Scripture says today that people were covered in darkness as a cloud, a dark cloud, that we walk around in this darkness and we are in this haze, that our eyes cannot see the beauty around us. We cannot see the beauty in creation because these clouds of darkness created by our own sinful acts don't allow us to see. But if we seek with all our hearts and all sincerity, God shows us light. He gives us light. He gives us the path where he allows himself to be seen by you and by me. The next thing that we need for adoration is silence. We must put ourselves in that silence where we can be found by God and we can find the Lord who wants us to see him, to be with him, to honor him, to receive from him. That in a world filled with noise, that even when we find quiet, we fill it with more noise. We need silence around us, and we need interior silence. We need to allow the Lord to take away our anxieties, our worries, our concerns. We need to trust in the Lord so that when we're in adoration, we are present to the Lord who is most present to us. That we, in the silence of our minds and our hearts, as we hear, "Be still and know that I am God," in adoration, we place all our trust in him. And we're able to receive what we need in order to resolve whatever those concerns and anxieties and troubles are. And the last thing that we need is surrender. That when we come to the Lord in adoration, we must surrender ourselves. We must give ourselves to the moment. Reminding ourselves that we have entered into the divine presence of God. And in adoration, God adores us as he wants us to adore him. God gazes upon us. He looks upon us in adoration. His look penetrates us, and we should penetrate him with our look, with our glare, with our stare. We should put all our energy into the moment of adoration, and all our senses, all our being, all our strength, all our energy, all our thoughts, all our love, everything is heading towards our Lord in adoration. That he has given us all the things that we have, all our faculties, all our being, the breath, everything that we have is a gift from God. And in adoration, God gives himself in totality to us. God has given himself in totality, and he gives himself in adoration. And we too must surrender ourselves in adoration so that the two can be joined in holy communion, so the two can be one thing, one spirit, one flesh in Christ. And in adoration, God gives us in the Mass itself so many opportunities to adore the Lord. That if we're not looking for it, if we're not seeking for it, if we don't come to this table with hunger and thirst, we're going to leave here unsatisfied, because God is manifesting himself in the Mass to us. God is showing his face to us in the Mass. God has made himself visible to us in the Mass. God is speaking to us in the Mass. God is speaking to us right now. Can you hear his voice? God is looking upon us right now. Can you see the beautiful eyes of God that is gazing upon our hearts and is looking at us right now? The moment that we walk into Mass, God has already put his gaze upon his beloved children. God has already began adoring us. Look at my beloved children. Look how beautiful they are. They've come to see me. They've come to give thanks for all they've received. I've come here as well so I can give them grace. I can bless them. I can heal them. I can fill them with my infinite love and divine mercy, and I can grant them what I desire more than anything, is to give them my pardon and my peace. When the priest elevates our Lord, this is adoration. And I'm humbled that my Lord and our Lord would permit me, a poor creature, a poor priest, a poor sinner, to hold the Eucharist and to be a monstrance for all of us, so that at that moment we can gaze upon the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, who's revealing his face to us, who's revealing his Son to us, who's revealing his self to us in the Eucharist. Know in that moment that the Sacred Heart of Jesus is gazing upon you. And where is your thoughts at that moment? Have you decided to seek him in that moment of adoration? Have you quiet your heart and your mind in that moment of adoration? Such a brief moment, but such a treasure for us, that if we surrender ourselves to that moment of adoration, the Lord would be an epiphany to us. He will reveal to us. We just simply need to have faith and to trust that God is in our midst and he's looking upon us, and we need to adore him. There's also a moment where the Lord is raised again and we hear the words of John the Baptist, who is for us a star? Who is your star? Who is your guiding light? Who is the one that is leading you to Jesus, to hunger and search for him, to offer him your thanksgiving and praise, and to surrender him who has surrendered himself to come in our humanity so that we can be sharers of his divinity? That when we hear those words, behold the Lamb of God, behold means in totality, all your strength, all your being, all your faculty, all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your knowledge, your very self. In the word behold means to give yourself in totality to the moment, to behold what you are seeing, to gaze upon it with your beautiful eyes, because God in his beautiful eyes has already set his gaze upon them. That's the second time we can adore the Lord in the Mass. The third time is when you hear the body of Christ. The body of Christ. When the priest or the deacon or the minister has Holy Communion in front of you, this is a moment of adoration. Jesus in the Eucharist that you're about to consume is about to consume you in total love. He's giving himself to you. And in this moment, we need to surrender all thoughts, all concerns, all worries, and give ourselves to this most precious epiphany. God, he's manifesting himself to you. He's sharing himself to you with Jesus. It's another epiphany, another moment for adoration. The Magi come to Jesus, and when they open the door and they see our Mother Mary with our beloved Savior, the first thing they do when they enter into their room is they do him homage. They prostrate themselves. They give themselves. They enter into the silence that the one that they were seeking with all their heart and all their being, that the one that they left all their families to enter into this perilous journey, that the one that they were hungering and thirsting for is right there. And they enter into silence and they surrender into the moment and they give their precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are gifts that we can give the child. The gold is the treasure of our heart. How can you love this Lord who has loved you to the point of death, death on the cross? The frankincense is the sweet fragrance of our prayer. Can we enter into that moment of silence and give him a prayer of adoration and praise and thanksgiving? The gift of the myrrh is the sacrifice of ourselves, to deny ourselves and our own will, and to simply give ourselves to him as Mary and Joseph did, and to give ourselves trusting that God will give us everything that we need. We don't have to worry about anything. The Epiphany is God revealing himself to us. And he reveals to us in nature, in music, in art, in one another. But really, really, God reveals himself into the Mass to us all the time. The one who hungers and thirsts for us is the one who desires us to seek him with all our heart. The one who wants us to enter into the prayer, the Eucharistic prayer, into the silence. The one who has surrendered himself to us wants us also to surrender to him so we can receive this gift of Christmas, this beautiful gift that God has given us for the salvation of the world.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.